Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, we see some Pharisees come up to our Lord and they tell him to go away because Herod wants to kill him. Well, we know that Herod really didn't want to kill our Lord, that he was curious about him and wanted to see his miracles, but he really didn't have any intention of killing him, and in fact, he didn't kill him. But when our Lord was handed over to him, he simply sent him back to Pilate, dressed in the white robe. And so the Pharisees here are lying. They're making up an excuse because they want our Lord to go away, because they know that the people are starting to believe in him. And so they've got their own interests in mind, and they wouldn't mind killing him if they could get away with it. But instead, they just want him to go away, and so they lie. But our Lord has no concern about these threats. Of course, by divine power, he is in control of everything and has one goal in mind, and that is to fulfill the will of his Father. And so it should be with all of us as well. You know, we should not be disturbed by threats and by, you know, the condition that our society is in today as it's kind of breaking down, or really is already broken down, but things may get worse. But we shouldn't be worried. Everything is under the control of God and his providence. And this is what St. Paul also wants to teach us in the first reading today. If God is for us, who can be against us? Right? There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God and his protection. If he spared his own son for us, if he did not spare his own son for us, will he not give us everything else as well? What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? And so we should not fear any of these things. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we should not fear. There is one thing that we should fear, and that the saints feared, and that is sin. Because sin is really the only thing that can separate us from the love of Christ. And you see how all of these other things mentioned, persecution, famine, distress, nakedness, peril of the sword, you know, people will lose sleep over these things, you know, losing their job, and many other less serious things will cause anxiety and stress. But what about sin? You know, there are people who flirt with sin without batting an eye. You know, remember the reality, okay, the seriousness of mortal sin, what it does to our soul, that separates us from friendship with God. You see with what great fear and trepidation or horror we should have for sin? With what great care we should avoid the occasions of sin? Remember in the act of contrition, right? When we're in the confessional, we say we have the firm resolve to avoid the near occasions of sin. Now, how many penitents say that, but just out of memory, without any real firm resolve? And they go back in and they fall into the same sins. Now, if you fall into a serious mortal sin, you should be horrified. And you should take every care and use every means to avoid that in the future. And so examine yourself. What caused me to fall into that? And whatever it may be, as our Lord says, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. If your hand, cut it off. What our Lord is talking about is the occasions of sin, those things which cause us or lead us into sin. You see how serious our Lord takes it? If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. He's talking about the occasion. So we should be willing to go to great lengths to avoid sin, because that and that alone can separate us from Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.